Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but with a twist. You see, 50% of my time, I'm the CEO of ClickFunnels, helping over 100,000 brands to grow their companies with funnels. And the other 50% of my time, I'm actually in the trenches using ClickFunnels to grow the startups I believe in. During this podcast, I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how we are bootstrapping ClickFunnels and my other businesses from startup to nine figures and beyond. Welcome to the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. Today, we got another Q&A episode for you. And this one's coming from Dominic, who's one of my favorite Inner Circle members. I can't say that. It's like my kids. I love all my kids the same. But I got a special place in my heart for Dominic because when he came in, like the way that everyone did, he went and bought a book, implemented, had success, and then he joined 2CCX, and he was in there for 2 or 3 years, and he was on every single coaching call. I saw his face over and over and over again. Then he was in Inner Circle, and he's been there every single time, and then he had a chance to speak at FHL this year, and anyway, he's awesome. So, but it was cool. His question was one I think a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, struggle with, specifically when they get to a certain level. People went into a comma club, and they get stuck, or they get to six figures, and they get stuck, right, these different things. And so that was his kind of question, was about money mind shift. Like, I'm stuck at, I can't remember exact top of my head, like $3 million a year. How do I get to 10? Like, what are the things? I think my answer is probably different than he would have thought or assumed. So hope you enjoy this episode. And I hope you're enjoying these Q&A series. Thanks so much. And let's dive into the next question.
Hey, Russell. Dominic here.
Hey, I know you.
What's up, man? I want to ask you about mindset related things. First of all, you're like one of the, I don't know how to describe this, but you're like so clean about money, just the way you think about money, just the way that you love money, but it's like, it's such in such a clean, ethical way, which is really cool and admirable. And I love that about you. And so I want to ask you about self-limiting beliefs that you had to work through and how you work through them relating to money. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also curious how you're applying think and grow rich principles. How are you applying the affirmations, the burning desires, the visualization? Like, is that during your God time? Is that late at night? Is it while, you know, I don't know. Like, is it you're in the jacuzzi? I
have no idea. Like, when you should do a 3-day event on this. This is going to get really fun, really fast.
Yeah, but the more I go, the more I realize how much everything is so based on my mindset. And us getting to that next level, the $10 million level, is like so mindset based. So that's why I want to ask you these questions.
Cool. So I'll share. I feel like I'm still in this journey. So it's not something where I'm like marketing. I'm like, here's the definite answer because I've done it so many times. But I'm still like, this is the first time I've gone on this journey consciously. So like, I've done it in wrestling. And I had a lot of success. I did it in business with success. But I didn't know a lot of times what was happening. I just, you know what I mean? Like, I was doing the thing and eventually had success. This is the first time I'm going down this journey very conscious of like what I'm doing and thinking. It's really been fun for me. I'm really enjoying it actually. And so, a couple of things, and I don't know, there's so many principles I could talk about, but the things that have been the biggest impact for me, especially in the last like 2 or 3 weeks as I've been launching Secrets to Success and like going through the courses and like speed reading all these things so I can talk about them and stuff. So Elsie Lincoln Benedict, do you guys know who she is yet?
Yeah, she's awesome.
The fact that most of you guys know who she is insane. Nobody knew who she was a month ago. Like, she is one of the greatest authors of all time. But she's book number one in Secrets of Success. We're doing a book called, there's a book set she wrote. It's 14 little booklets called How to Get Anything. And it's fascinating. And what was really cool for me, and we had this conversation earlier, because this is what he teaches and talks about, which is, I'm still trying to figure out all the, anyway, again, I'm in this journey right now. But almost every other book I've read, Think and Grow Rich and all the other ones, talk so much about like you think and you change, you think and you change. When Elsie starts, book number one was not about thinking. In fact, she says, thinking is not the thing that will change anything. She's like, what changes things is your moods or your feelings or your state, which is really fascinating. And I read book number one 2 or 3 times, and then I had a call with Annie Grace for the book club, and we got deeper on it. And what was interesting, like the thing I got was like, in any situation, like there's a feeling you have about it, right? And so I started thinking about all the things. In fact, I wrote down everyone in my family, like my kids, my wife. I was like, what's the feeling associated? And I think about my wife, I think about one thing. I think about one of my kids, another kid. Like, I think about Nora differently than Bowen or eight. Like, they're all different. But I was like, feeling like, interesting. I feel something different for each of them. And I started thinking about circumstances, like going to the office, going back home, going to the library, going like, what are the feelings I feel? When I go to wrestling, when I go to the gym. And like, I was like, like consciously trying to notice, like, what are the actual feelings or moods, or what Tony Robbins would call state? Like, what's the state I feel when I think about the thing? And what, anyway, if you listen to the interview with Annie, she was dropping Annie stats, which were really cool. One of them was like, she said, is Annie in the room by chance? Oh, crap, she can fact check me. What did you say? You said 7 seconds before the feeling comes, your subconscious mind, is that what it was? Okay, yeah, you have the feeling 7 seconds before the thought. So, like, before I'm thinking about money, I'm automatically, like, the feeling's coming 7 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm thinking about money. Boom. And all, it's already there. Like, it showed up. And so your question about, like, money, like, how do you overcome money beliefs? Like, that's it. It's like, how do you feel about money? I saw Tyler do it at Ray's event. Who did you have up there? Is it someone from the audience, right? And he muscle tested. He's like, how do you feel about making $100,000 a year? And she's like, oh. He's like, how do you feel making $1 million a year? And muscle tested. She's like, whoo. He's like, your body does not believe it. Like, you're like internally feeling like you can't do it, or 10 million or whatever, right? This is the first part. It's like, is that's the thing. It's like the feelings are more important, right? And then what Elsie talks about, I think is fascinating. Is she says the feelings come from the thought seeds we're planting in our subconscious mind. So that's where thoughts come in, is there seeds that you're planting in your subconscious mind, right? And so, what's interesting is like your feelings about whatever it might be, whether it be a kid or money or whatever, it's coming off of years of conditioning or suggestion, right? Like you hear media tell you something, you hear from radio or from TV or from books you're reading, you keep hearing these things, and so we have suggestions. So what Napoleon Hill talks about in Think and Grow Rich, what she talks about in How to Get Anything You Want, is our job is like, you have to understand that, like, how to explain it the best is you have to plant these thought seeds that are going to replace the other thing, right? So it's like figuring out, like, what are the things that are keeping me back, and you start planting those thought seeds. And so what she talks about, and Napoleon Hill talks about, is what they call auto-suggestion. Which auto-suggestion is you manually planting those seeds in yourself. Right. Like, normally we get suggestion from the world suggesting stuff, and we start believing these things because of all the outside voices. Auto-suggestion is you taking those things, like, what do I actually want to believe about the situation, these things, and, like, start placing those things in. I can't remember who said the quote, but it's like, between like the stimulus and the response, there's a gap. And in that gap is your shot, is where you have to stop it. You have to stop the pattern, look at where you're at, and start planting these thought seeds. And so that's like where that's how I'm actually, my application right now of Think and Grow Rich and Secrets to Success is that, where I'm trying to like become hyper aware now of the actual predominant moods I have about different topics and ideas. You just gave me a gift right there when you talked about feeling versus, or worthiness versus ability. Like, that just adds a whole, like, now we're multidimensional level on each thing, which is really cool. But it's like, I want to become more conscious of that. None of us are really conscious of those things, right? So it's like, I've become aware of it. Like, just me writing down the other day, like, all those different things, I was like, holy cow. Yeah. I didn't even think about, there was a time where I looked forward to going to the gym, and now, like, my feelings about going to the gym right now were not, and this is why I've been struggling to go to the gym, because, like, it's like a weird thing. And then trying to figure out, like, why do I have that? It's like, oh my gosh, like, I can tie it to things a lot of times, right?
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two is like, now trying to like capture myself as I'm trying to do something, I'm not having success. I'm like, why am I doing this? What's the feeling I'm having? And it's like, okay, now I can change the response. What's the auto suggestion? What are the thoughts I can now use to try to change that and move things around? And so that's like a micro portion of it, but that's where I'm in this journey, where I'm having so much fun understanding it and just becoming more hyper aware of it. Like, even today, as I was coming here, I was like, there was a part of me that was really excited, me, part of me was really nervous. I'm like, why am I so nervous about that? And I was like trying to like psychoanalyze myself about the whole thing, you know? And anyway, I want you to rub my, like, is it worthiness? Is it like, anyway, I don't know what it is, but anyway, it's pretty cool. So hopefully that helps a little bit. I do want to do more long form stuff with you guys in the future, going through more of the stuff. I'm just not where I'm like super comfortable. Like, this is all the stuff. Like, I'm in the journey now, enjoying it and having so much fun learning it and trying to tie all these different methodologies and ideas. And anyway, it's been a fun journey. So
love it, dude. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.